The CSIRO has been forced to defend itself against claims of inappropriate links with the logging industry. The CSIRO is a member of the industry's lobby group, the Australian Forest Products Association. It's been taking the government to task over its climate change policies, as well as lobbying for more resources for CSIRO researchers. Environment groups say the CSIRO's credibility as an independent research organisation is damaged by its membership of the Forest Products Association. Simon Lauder has this exclusive report.
The Australian Forest Products Association was set up last year with the objective of selling what it says is a carbon positive, renewable and environmentally friendly resource. The CSIRO stands out among the association's list of members, most of which are timber and forestry companies. The CSIRO has told AM it paid $10,000 to be a member. Jill Redwood is the coordinator of Environment East Gippsland.
I think this compromises the CSIRO terribly. They're supposed to be objective and unbiased.
Why should the CSIRO be held accountable for the actions and words of a lobby group? The CSIRO says the Forest Products Association doesn't necessarily speak for it.
Why are they a member of it then? I'll bet there'd be some screaming loud and long if the CSIRO were to join Greenpeace or the Wilderness Society, for example.
The CSIRO operates under the Public Research Agency Charter, which states that the CSIRO should not advocate, defend or publicly debate the merits of government or opposition policies. The Australian Forest Products Association is heavily involved in policy debate. In its submission on the renewable energy scheme, the association accuses the federal government of being ignorant of the economics of commercial forest management. In a submission on the Carbon Farming Initiative, the government is accused of deliberately misleading the public and making policy which is not informed by science. The association also wants to boost the CSIRO. In its submission to the Federal Opposition's Review of Industries, it points out that the CSIRO's forestry research capability has been significantly downgraded, and makes this recommendation.
Halt the decline in Australia's capacity in research, development and extension in the industry. Restore lost capacity, particularly in CSIRO.
Jill Redwood wrote to the federal government last October, urging it to ask the CSIRO to cancel its membership of the association.
And that has been ignored for months, and we have written a reminder and we are still being ignored. So obviously this is an issue they just do not want to be having to deal with.
The Science Minister, Chris Evans, has not responded to AM's requests for a comment. The opposition's industry and science spokeswoman, Sophie Mirabella, won't comment either. The science spokesman for the Greens, Adam Bandt, says the CSIRO is blurring the line between politics and science, and the minister should do something about it.
Next time that the government issues its statement of expectations, it should be explicit that whilst collaboration with organisations should be something that is heartily encouraged, in its statement of expectations, the minister should make it clear that it draws the line at being members of industry lobby groups.
A spokesman for the CSIRO says it's a member of a wide range of interest groups, but none of them speak for the CSIRO. He says the CSIRO doesn't comment on government or opposition policy, and it is appropriate to maintain close links with all sides of a debate.
Simon Lauder reporting, and the Australian Forest Products Association has not returned AM's calls.